Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Herb Score. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting 7th. The catcher, John Romano. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is hit by the pitch. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Fox trying to get to third. Pearsall throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Fox for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Minoso moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Kluszewski scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall bunts towards first. Kluszewski fields the ball and throws to score covering. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Brown and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pearsall scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Power reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. Francona moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Francona scores. Power moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Score moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Score scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Carl Thomas now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Carl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Temple steals second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Don Ferreri's now pitching. Joe Hicks now playing center field. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks takes first base on ball four. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ferraris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Power takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Ray Moore now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fox bunts towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kluszewski hits a fly ball towards right. Keane catches it and throws to home to double up Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keane moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Power bunts towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Keane moves to third. Francona moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keane tags and scores. Francona tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hicks bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Ray Moore. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the mound. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Carl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple bunts towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hicks. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 10-3, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Power takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Phillips. Fox scores. Kluszewski moves to third. Goodman moves to second. It's 10-4, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kluszewski scores. 2 outs. It's 10-5, Indians. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hicks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 10-6, Indians. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-8, Indians. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein bunts between the mound and first base. Lown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klipstein for the out. Romano moves to second. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-9, Indians. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Turk Laun. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is called out on strikes. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.